Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Perfect one for today, Shime. On the way to at least 100, and we should open up the WEEI Window World of Boston weather window real quick, if we can, please. Oh. And let Curtis poke his head out of the air conditioning, out into the heat this morning. What do we got today and over the next couple days, Curtis?
Well, right now, where we are in Boston, it feels like 86 degrees at 7 in the morning. So I would get anything you need done outside, especially if you're Greg's age or older.
Right.
You want to get out there, get that over with. We're going to be having a record hot day in the city of Boston, likely over 100 degrees. So look out. But we have several wonderful affiliates that are listening to us at all times. So we're going to go around New England. Portland, Maine, going to be 94 today. So if you want to escape some of the heat, get about 6 degrees colder, you can go up to Portland, Maine. Right now it's 73 degrees. At our affiliate 96.3 in Cape Cod, Wellfleet, the home of the Beachcomber, 71 degrees, maybe feels chilly. 96% humidity right now down the Cape. Going to be a high of 89, so not quite as hot. In Providence, it's going to be brutal. Excessive heat in Providence, going to feel like 105 down by the dunk. So if you're at Federal Hill, just OD on some calamari and go inside.
Great food on Federal Hill. Great food.
Very
on Federal
good.
Hill.
I will say, and I say it when we're there, and I don't just say it to pander, although I've been, you know, accused of that. Per mile, per capita, Rhode Island has the best restaurants in America. Everything, yeah. And like the people are all, like it's such a point of, it's like wine in Napa. Like in Rhode Island, everybody knows every restaurant. The restaurants all know one another. It's not this like rivalry. They all are really good. And if you say, like, there was a place that was by the lovely Hampton Inn we used to stay in, and I was like, oh, it's an Italian place about a couple miles from a tunic, and this person was like, oh, it's this place. Like, I had never met the person. We were in Newport. It wasn't even near it. They know where everything is.
But you brought up Portland. You can make a case for Portland being as good when it comes to a restaurant city as some in Rhode Island. Yeah. So
Macuzzi, like, Italian Market is a must visit in Portland.
4th Street. Portland, Street and Company, all those restaurants in Portland are great. So, all right, you can get a house full of windows installed for just $99 from Window World of Boston. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. This is Mike from Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's up? Speaker. Courtney, not just you, but other people, it drives me crazy when they say that NBA players don't get paid enough. They're losing $50 million. They're charging $3. They don't sell out. Where's the money coming from? From the NBA? If they didn't subsidize them, they would have been out of business a long time ago.
No,
if anything, they should ask Taylor Swift, the Kardashians, and Beyonce be part owners to get more people in.
That's a good idea.
I hear you, Mike, and I agree with you. I'm just saying, when you're a professional athlete and you're putting all of your time and energy into anything and that's your full-time gig, you should be on a wage that is much higher than it is. That's my opinion.
Yeah, but you have to be...
The money has to come from somewhere.
I agree. I think the WNBA makes more than, you know, a random mom-and-pop shop down the street, and there's people that make more than some WNBA players.
Well, he's suggesting that they don't make anything.
They lose money.
Yeah, they do.
They lose it.
Well, that seems like a league issue, though. That doesn't seem like it should fall...
Well, no, it's a... Nobody wants to go...
Right.
Or not nobody, but there aren't enough fans that want to go watch them play to make the money.
It's the ladies. Yeah. The ladies don't want to go see their ladies play.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to go and, support... Go see these games.
But also, my lead wasn't about the fact that they should be making more money. My lead was about the fact that they complain about not making money, and now they have an outlet to make money on social media, and they're not taking advantage of it.
Yeah. The others, other than Sophie Cunningham.
Sophie Cunningham's crushing.
She's into it.
Yeah.
Capitalize.
Does this Sophie follow you or no?
No.
That'd be big time if she followed you.
Yeah, that'd be huge. Yeah. I'd get her on the show.
She's she's up there. She's one of the
That would set radio back.
She's one of the smoke shows. Still follow each other.
Well, she's one of the tres leches of the WNBA.
And play into that.
As they call themselves.
Yeah, Wiggy. Play into that smoke show snow bunny. Play into that.
That's three milks.
Three milks.
If you're wondering, Sean. Yeah.
Three white girls.
I am familiar.
I had no idea what that meant.
But it's a cake. It's lovely.
It's a cake?
Tres leches is a Mexican dessert.
Yeah, but it means like three
delicious. But it means three milks.
I play into it, three milks. Caitlin Cott's got to play into her whiteness. Like Larry Bird. Yes, I am whooping your ass on this court, and I am a slow white dude. And then the Larry Bird stories, and you embarrass me. He used to tell teams, don't put a white guy on me because it's embarrassing. Like Caitlin Clark's got to play into that. When she had the issue with the girl she was cooking the other night, she should have went to the sideline of the team that white girl was trying to cover.
Yeah.
She should have said, hey, you better get one of them sisters off the bench to cover me because this white girl can't do it.
They're not related.
She got to play into that Bird element. If she plays, she's too nice. That's the problem with Caitlin. She's too nice. If she played into that, man, sky's the limits for the
girl. So you're saying heel turn, become the villain.
Yes.
I like it.
The reason she's so popular is that she's like got that aw shucks thing to her.
No, but if she had Larry Bird's trash talking, her popularity would go to another level.
I think she probably does some trash talking.
Definitely.
But not like, you know.
She lets her incredible skills do the talking.
Right, but you can still do both.
That's what I like about
Bird. Right. Did both.
That's like how Greg does radio.
Right.
Bird did both.
Uh-huh.
And I love when the Twitch chat lectures Courtney or someone else about the economics of business, which is such a funny way to put something.
Yeah.
Now, is this accurate? My guy, Matt Morrissey, sent me a text and said that Sophie is the youngest female ever to get a black belt in Missouri. Is that accurate?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Well, that makes her qualified to be the enforcer.
That seems highly specific.
Right.
I know.
I mean, how does he know that?
It does,
your buddy over there is doing some deep dive research.
Some kind of restraining orders.
I mean, probably saw that on her OnlyFans or something.
Somebody likes Sophie Cunningham.
Maybe that's a category.
Now, do any WNBA players have an OnlyFans, or is it just...
It was Lisa Cambridge, but I believe she might have retired. She was the real tall WNBA player.
And she had an OnlyFans?
Yeah, I think she was trying to capitalize.
Did you just stumble across that?
No, because, I mean, it's been known for a while.
She earned a black belt at the age of 6.
Wow. Really?
Yep.
At 6?
Is that even
six.
Possible?
Yeah, I call cap.
Sophie, Taekwondo black belt, a 6-year-old.
Cap. I took Kung Fu as a kid.
I mean, I'm on Fox News.
There's no way you're getting a black belt.
Oh, my God. You must have been a real treat for your sensei or whatever
they
call them.
There's no way you're getting a black belt at 6 years old, even though Kung Fu don't give out black belts, but 6. Some people go 20 years before they get their black belt.
Wax on.
All right. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. That's a back and forth on what they said yesterday. And it will include what John Heyman said about the Red Sox being deep in the buy position, Curtis, by deadline time. But we have leads left. Mm-hmm. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So my lead will be quick here, and this is for the room who wants it, because I would be on board for this. And maybe they would do it because we know Nico Harrison is a moron. Celtics package. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, send them to the Dallas Mavericks for the number one overall pick for tomorrow night's draft.
I would love it.
And here's why, if you're the Dallas Mavericks, it looks like a great deal for you. You have Kyrie Irving, and we know Kyrie and Jaylen Brown, great friends.
Thick as thieves.
Anthony Davis. You add Derek White to that. Aren't you an instant, like, NBA contender?
Mm-hmm.
If you're the Celtics, you get Cooper Flagg.
Local guy. New England guy.
Loves Jason Tatum.
Pride of Maine.
We know about Maine's food. Him and Tatum. He loves Tatum. Looks up to Tatum. Played at the same school. Gives Cooper Flagg a year to maybe figure out what he is. Celtics probably not very good. Then you get a lottery pick, and then you take that lottery pick, and you flip it for another player that's a current player right now, and who the hell knows what you got? You got your new dynasty.
You get Cooper Flagg here.
You're welcome.
He and P. Pritch could refer to themselves as Dos Leches.
Dos Leches, yeah.
Yeah.
Double milks.
Don't forget Shireman. They could be the Tres Leches.
They could. Of the NBA.
Yes.
Now, the WNBA already has the Tres Leches.
Right.
But I like it.
Listen, it could be fantasy land, but we've seen Nico Harrison do a lot of dumb things before. Who the hell knows? You could package that deal together, and then there you go. Dunkin' Donuts, they could have a blast with those three. Hey, here's how you add great milk to your coffee in the morning.
Is there anything worse than this text? I love 774 text. No talk about the Drew Holiday trade. Yes, we've been talking about it all morning. You donkey.
I just gave you a great...
Lord. That's why Wiggy is doing this lead, for crying out loud.
You know?
You got to listen for more than 5 minutes before you complain.
I don't know.
Anyway.
Would you be on board? Would everybody be on board with that?
No? Courtney would not. She is a Jalen stan,
yes.
So she would not be on board with it.
Too much leche for me.
I would be on board with it because I think they I know they get along great, but I think there is a lingering thing that you're never going to be able to make go away between Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum from the perspective of Jaylen Brown, where he wants to be the guy. He wants to be the alpha on his team.
Right.
You're never going to make that go away. Maybe Jason Tatum playing with Cooper Flagg it's a different scenario.
Yeah.
He's a rookie and he's here and he understands that it's Jason Tatum's team. I don't know.
I mean, like I said, it could be fantasy land, but who the hell knows? Nico Harrison, you traded Luka Doncic.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Probably, if I was him, don't you think if you're the Dallas Mavericks, that's a good look to be like, all right, we got Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, and Derek White. You don't like that big four?
Yeah. I mean, for them, would they be interested in it because it gives them a chance to win immediately? And although, I mean, it seems like getting Cooper Flagg is accomplishing the same kind of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe you'd be a little bit more apt to win immediate with those guys who's already proven where Cooper Flagg, he's got great upside and great potential, but he still has to prove it. So who the hell knows?
All right. We are not going to have time for my lead, but I will get to it coming up, and then we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. And the Celtics have traded Drew Holiday to Portland. And you can talk about that all morning long and all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Just not the last 10 minutes.
I like that lead, Wiggy, but Lewis did not. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, Wiggy. That trade you just said, your lead, that was terrible. Jaylen Brown and Derek White for a player who is an establisher in the NBA?
Yeah. Well, you're rolling the dice that Cooper Flagg's going to be a generational player.
Nah, especially where the team is not rebuilding. They're not rebuilding. We still got Tatum and Porzingis coming back. I don't think Cooper Flagg will change anything.
I mean, this season, just specifically, you are kind of rebuilding. I mean, you don't have Jason Tatum coming back.
And you only got Porzingis for 1 year, so when Tatum does come back, you have to make a decision. Do you want to give Porzingis a new deal, which you're probably not? So you're probably not going to have Tatum and Porzingis playing together, even if Porzingis comes back, because ain't nobody giving him a new deal for the Celtics. So, I mean,
don't worry, Wiggy. Nothing's worse than that phone he had.
That was an AAF.
But what's the purpose of the lead?
As Ken used to say, that was an AAF.
Would you tell me the purpose, or you ask Curtis the purpose of the lead? what you would think would be good, right?
Yes.
Wiggy, I thought it was a great lead.
Same.
Isn't that what my lead's supposed
to be? I mean, it's nasty.
It was excellent.
Yeah, the lead is kind of, you know, what you think people would like to talk about that day. Like, what's on the top of your mind and might be on the top of the listeners.
Right. NBA draft tomorrow.
Yes,
Cooper
correct.
Flag tomorrow.
You know, I think you nailed it, Coach.
And what really makes this show special is we're all so different, you know? So
right.
Wiggy probably has a few people that loved that lead.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I probably had a few people that hated my lead.
Yes.
I liked your lead.
I
am going to present you now with the lead leche for that lead. Would you prefer strawberry or chocolate or vanilla?
I would prefer.
Wait, do you call
vanilla? No.
No, just
but you
milk
do,
is milk.
Yes, milk is milk.
And then you
milk.
Have chocolate and strawberry.
Or
and
coffee.
And in Providence, you have coffee milk.
Yeah.
What they call the cabinet down in Rhode Island.
So good.
That's their drink.
Give me Trace Chocolata. Is that how you say chocolate in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you say chocolate in Spanish, Curtis? Chocolata?
I think that's how we should from
or
now
should
on.
I say El Chocolate?
Chocolat?
I believe so.
That would be French.
Well, how do you say chocolate in Spanish?
I think chocolate.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know off the top of my head.
You want three chocolate milks is what you're saying.
I would prefer. But I get the
yeah,
Trace.
The Spanish word for chocolate is chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Trace.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
I like to throw the A on it. Sounds Trace. Cooler.
Right.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
You want lots and lots of chocolate is what you're saying.
Well, that's what I would prefer.
You throw the A on because it makes it feminine.
No, it makes it sound cooler. Yeah. It's like when you say arriba, you know, you have to roll it.
I know. I'm not good at rolling my R's.
Arriba, arriba.
Arriba, arriba.
That was a great moment. Okay.
All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Arriba, arriba. Thank you. Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first with the Angels at West. 9-5 was the final. Walker Buehler went 4 innings, giving up 5 runs on 3 hits, all coming in the bottom of the first inning while striking out 3. Another one with the Angels tonight, 9:38. First pitch with Garrett Crochet getting the start. Cooper Boardman joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 8:38 for the MassMutual pregame show. Jrue Holiday is on the move. He's headed out west in a trade with the Portland Trail Blazers in exchange for Anfernee Simons and 2 second-round picks. 26-year-old Simons was with the Trail Blazers for all 7 years of his career. Last year, he averaged 19.3 points per game. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Thinking chicken for dinner? Think Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up Value Pack Signature Farms chicken drumsticks, thighs, or leg quarters, bone-in for just 97 cents a pound when you use a digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Short on time, order pickup or delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That is what's trending. They said it. Coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.